the rest of the story. And if I'm extraordinarily deliberate today, it's because I don't want you to miss a single word. What you're about to hear happened early in our Civil War to Confederate soldiers camped at Yorktown, Virginia. It began the day a young black man appeared from nowhere. The youth was at first spotted by a Confederate officer who proceeded to ask, "Who do you belong to?" And the black answered that he was nobody's slave. He said he was a free man on his way to Richmond to find work. The officer responded, "There is no such thing." He said, "There is no such thing as a free black as long as there are Yankees in Virginia." So the youth was immediately put to work with a group of about 100 slaves who were building gunnery fortifications. Nobody suspected this young black. Nobody wondered why his hands blistered so easily from pushing wheelbarrows. Nobody wondered why he seemed so intrigued by the artillery as he strolled around the fort each evening. Nobody wondered why he always seemed within earshot just when the soldiers' conversations turned to military matters. Then one night he vanished as suddenly as he had appeared. He had been ordered to take supper out to some troops who were posted in nearby woodland. And then when one of those soldiers was shot, the young black was told to stand guard at the vacant post, and that was the last time the Confederates at Yorktown saw him. He simply slipped away into the moonless night, and not even then did anyone suspect the rest of the story. That visitor to the Confederate fort was no wayward black youth on the road to Richmond. That's right, a northern spy. A northern spy on a specific mission to observe Confederate defenses and to identify counter-spies. And the mission was a success. But there's something else. The spy we're talking about, the young black, was no black. For serving in the Army of the Potomac since the Battle of Bull Run was a soldier named Franklin Thompson, a white soldier recognized throughout the Union military as a master of disguises, impersonating Southern Army privates and Irish immigrant peddlers and even plantation blacks. Frank would penetrate Confederate lines, gather valuable information, and then return to report it. Frank's black disguise was his most remarkable. It involved a skin coloring process, a dye preserved with silver nitrate, authentic plantation clothing, and a wig made of human hair. And yet, convinced as the Union Army was of Frank Thompson's chameleon cleverness, they underestimated the versatility of this super spy. For it was not until after the war, that Frank's own superiors finally realized Frank Thompson was not Frank Thompson, was instead Sarah Emma Evelyn Edmonds. Throughout our Civil War, neither side suspected that the black man nosing around Confederate camps was a white woman. And now you know the rest of the story.